Hi, welcome to Not Another Marketing Podcast, where we're talking to Amy Toman about what we should be doing right now with our Google My Business account. Okay, before we get started, just want to quickly mention that you can find Amy on Twitter at BubblesUp. That's at Bubbles Up, and also on the web at PetSitterSEO.com, PetSitterSEO.com. Can I also quickly mention that Not Another Marketing Podcast is totally ad-free, and I'd love it if you can help me keep it that way by just giving the podcast a quick shout on social media and also subscribing via your podcast app. If you can afford it, you can also buy me a coffee as well to help keep the lights on. You can find out how to support the podcast at jtid.co.uk/support. Now, let's get on with it. The first thing I asked Amy was how she got started in local SEO.
I've been on the web forever, and I just you know, have always been interested. And then not too long ago, I started doing what was supposed to be just an office administration job, but I started learning what was going on, how to customize websites, and I started getting interested in SEO. Then when I left there, because the clients there kept asking me, saying, look, I know you're not there anymore, but can I still contact you and ask you questions? I'm like, sure. So I ended up starting my own company. I started doing a lot of research. I found wonderful, wonderful contacts to whom I could ask questions, who helped me learn. And that got me, I've kept the side business going. And, I basically work now in the kind of in the legal space, and I really enjoy it.
And you're a bit of a Google My Business expert, I hear.
I never like when people describe themselves that way. I would say that I'm very interested, and I am in close contact with several of the product experts. So if and when I ever come up with something, something new, something interesting, something innovative, I'm able to ask them and say, have you seen this before? And I've come up with a few things that were quite interesting, spam networks, things, ways that people were trying to get more traffic, which was a little scary. But I'm just really interested in how Google My Business listings work and how they should be used to your advantage.
So for anybody who doesn't really know what Google My Business is, explain it. What is this thing that Google gives us for free?
It just comes up. If you are on your mobile device, you go in, you say, business near me. Okay. I have actually a pub on my street, on my corner of the road that I'm on. And so if I say, pub near me, the thing that comes up that will show you, say, three of them that are near you, that's a Google My Business listing. And those Google My Business listings really, really helpful because they get people's attention. There's a standard format, so everybody knows kind of, they don't have to look around. They know if I see the name here, I can see this is where I go to click to the reviews. If I want to call them, I know exactly where the button is because it's the same on all of them. Some small businesses who don't even have a website, this is where they can pull in a lot of traffic.
So what's the easiest way of actually getting onto Google My Business and sort of like claiming your business as such?
Oh, great. If you just type in Google My Business or Google My Business listing, I think it's business.google.com, not positive, but you go in there and you're going to, they will walk you through it. There's a few things to remember though. First is that you need to be logged in the browser that you're going to use. You should be logged into the Google account that you will use to oversee that listing. Okay. So say my listing is, amy.toman.com. Okay. Or sorry, amy.toman@gmail. Okay.
Yeah.
So say that that's the one I want to use to access my listing. So I have that up in, I'd be logged into that account. I go into another browser window. Get into where Google My Business area, and then you set it up. You put in your business name, your location, your phone number, if you have a website, all the basic information. Google is then going to say to you, okay, cool, we're going to verify this. And usually they send a postcard And you should get that within, they say 3 to 5, I say 5 to 7 days. Now, mind you, right now, there's a delay in all this. But when you get that postcard, there'll be a code on the postcard, and you then go to the address that they give you, and you enter that. That will verify your listing, and then you can start. It takes a couple days for it to fully get into your neighborhood listings. But once it does, you can start doing all sorts of wonderful things to optimize it, to make sure that you come up a little bit higher.
I think you mentioned something really good about the email address. I kind of recommend every business to get like a business Google account so that your Google Analytics, yes, your Google My Business, your Search Console, all your Google stuff is basically on one email address. So you don't have to have, you're not hunting around the place looking for different ones.
Yes, I think that's a very good idea. And this does not have to be the one that the public sees.
Sure.
It does not have to be one that is, you know, very forward facing. It can be something as silly as your name and then the business name. But because all it's doing is it's controlling all your Google assets. So that's a really, really good point to bring up. But the reason I mentioned that is because I've had a few people who haven't been able to get access to their listing, and it was because they couldn't remember. Because I'm a big one for writing everything down when I do it, but they couldn't remember which address they'd use. So that's why I always say the first thing you want to do is make sure that you're logged in, because they, whatever you're logged into, they take that as the default.
Got you. So is this Google My Business just for physical businesses, businesses which have got a physical presence, or can virtual businesses, online businesses use it as well?
That is a really good question. And every once in a while, I kind of do a little bit of a stop on that. Businesses, there's two types of businesses generally. There's businesses that come to you, and there's businesses that you can go to. The bricks and mortar businesses, both of which can have Google My Business listings. But the bricks and mortar businesses, the ones that somebody can actually walk into and have a meeting with you or go to see your products, those are to have their addresses show. Okay. So if you see, say, a web developer that is showing their address, the presumption there is that I can walk into their location.
Sure.
If you are a business that does not do that, say a plumber would come to your house, you wouldn't go to them, right? Because you say you have a leaky faucet, you're not going to remove it and bring it to their location. So they should not be showing their address. And that's usually the thing. There's several parameters that are used. One of which is, you know, can you walk into the place? Can you expect that there will be someone there during the listed business hours? If you have your address to show, it cannot be a shared workspace.
Right. So we're talking like a WeWork sort of place where you've got 20 people in one office.
So if you operate your business out of, or if you just spend time at a shared workspace, like a WeWorks or a co-working space, you know, totally cool that you have that space, but you cannot use the address. So when your listing becomes verified, you are required by Google, it's in their terms of service, that you go in and you hide that address. But the good part, there's two good parts to this. One is that it has been shown that that will take off your quote unquote map marker, you know, the little red marker,
yeah,
that shows up on the maps, but it doesn't really affect your ranking, whether you're there, whether you have that map marker or not. So, but, and also by doing that, it also allows you to fill in your service areas. So say you are, say, a plumber, and you go to people's homes or, you know, locations, and what you can do is you can add in service areas to that. You can add the postal codes for the different areas or the town names or the counties, you know, depending how grand you are and how far you go. You can put all those in, and that should help you kind of expand your information. Plus, it now shows up in Google My Business list. It will have a little truck, and it'll say, you know, service area, and then it'll show, say, the main one. And then the others, if you click on that, the others are now listed as well.
Okay, so this is kind of like the little pins on the maps that you see. Is that right?
Correct. If you have your address showing, okay? Meaning that you have a physical location that people can walk into. That pin shows on the map. It's usually red and it shows on the map. If you take your address off, which is what you're supposed to do if you don't have a physical bricks and mortar location, then when that pin comes off, now it doesn't actually used to, we think it used to, but it doesn't now actually affect your ranking.
With Google My Business, we can set our opening hours. So right now at the moment, a lot of businesses obviously have to be closed. So do we have to set everything is closed in Google My Business? And if we do, is Google then going to think we're shut and not display us?
If you're closed, you can now put on your listing temporarily closed. That originally that did something else, but right now, as of this recording, that will not change your rankings. It will just list it'll just post on your listing as temporarily closed. I would put a warning out there though. Recently, there were some businesses in my specific area that were marked as temporarily closed when they weren't. So do make sure that you're keeping an eye on your business listing during this time. If you have a business listing, just make sure that what it is displaying is actually accurate.
Okay.
Other than that, it has been shown that those listings that are marked as temporarily closed do not necessarily change ranking, which is what we want.
Should we still try and get reviews and keep posting and adding photographs to our Google My Business thing? Should we still try and do this even though we're shut?
Well, here's the thing. Right now, it's a really good question because these things are what really influence, photos, the number of photos, the consistency of photos, reviews. Not only the number of reviews, but the content of the reviews are all very important for ranking, for helping your clients, which is, obviously what Google is after. Those right now, I'm so back and forth on reviews because asking for reviews right now you have to have that underlying belief that Google is then going to take the ones that they post, hold on to them, and then post them, when things get a little bit better, when these listings get unlocked. I am very back and forth on that. I really don't want to give people a definitive answer because on the day that they were locked, I put a review up and that review is just sitting there. I can still see it sitting there on my side. It looks like it's up, but it's not. So I just with that as a background, I'm very back and forth because I haven't seen a definitive answer on that. I know again that they look like they have been posted, but they're not actually seen on the public version of it. I haven't heard anything about answers to Q&A or photos. So my guess is they may be in the same position where it will look to you like you answered them or you put up a photo, but it won't show on the listing. I'd like to say I have full faith that Google is kind of warehousing these and will put them up later, but I haven't seen anything definitively about that. So it
might be an idea that if you are temporarily closed for the next, 6 to 8 weeks or something, that we just leave it for now.
Yes. But what I do, though, is because I like to be an active person, especially when I get, you're sitting there and you're like, what can I do? What can I do, if anything? Yeah. What I have suggested to people is start a spreadsheet. And this is specifically with reference, well, to two things. First of all, for your photos, start going back over photos that you have taken at your place of business. And so if you serve food, look for any photos that you have of anybody enjoying the food that you have, that you've served, or the actual dishes themselves, or possibly your wait staff. If you do something else, like say you walk dogs, or are somebody like a plumber, service person, take photos of not only your projects, but people in them, things that you do. Photograph people doing the services that you provide, but don't forget to have a human in that photo. So get those all together. Start kind of marking those and saying, I'm going to put this up later. Get yourself, a whole spreadsheet, table, whatever you want to do. Start working on those. Another thing for reviews. The same thing. When people say to you, oh, I wish I could leave a review, but I don't know if I can right now, right there for yourself, say whatever you want to them, say, thank you, I will remind you. get you put their name down, their contact information, and put what the happy experience was, and then set yourself a reminder that when these things start opening back up, to reach out to that person again and say, hey, remember, and you remind them of that happy experience and ask them to post it.
Okay, so imagine we've got a business which has had to close down temporary for the next few weeks. Give me the three, really quickly, give me three things that we've got to do right now.
Right now, I would make sure that your listing is accurate, that if you have to temporarily close, that temporarily closed shows on the front of your listing. Right. I would then start doing Google My Business posts, because those are still going up. I would do them frequently, maybe twice a week, maybe talk about, always have a photo, then have text. Don't just have silly text. Have text that has content that may even be copied from your, you know, text from your website. Put it on there. So you have a photo, you have text, and then you have a link to that specific page on the website. Say if it's your products, go have a link to that specific product. If it is your services, go to have that link go to either your services page or a page for that specific service. The other thing I would just say is on your website, I know this is not on your Google My Business, but on your website, make sure you have a bar at the top, a banner. Somebody referred to it to me as a hello bar, just explaining your situation, saying, you know, at this time we are unable to provide our services, but then always have information on where they can reach you. But the big thing is posts. You want to keep providing posts like a couple times a week, especially if you're just completely out of service. And, you know, you want those because you not only want to keep people interested in your business, but you want to get as much information from your website, the text of your that's on your website, onto Google's servers. It really does help, because sometimes when they're trying to recommend you for a query, as that your listing answers a query, they will take the text from those posts.
Thanks to Amy for giving up some of her time on the podcast, and you can find her on Twitter at BubblesUp and also on the web at PetSitterSEO.com. That's PetSitterSEO.com. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode of Not Another Marketing Podcast, then please help keep it ad-free by subscribing on your favorite podcast player or just giving it a shout on social media as well. That would be really appreciated. If you can afford it as well, then you can buy me a coffee on my support page. It's jtid.co.uk/support. Thanks for listening.